Hi, I'm Jennifer Goddard, and you're listening to the Marketing Lawcast. Today, we're going to unravel something that could be a game changer for your law firm. Imagine identifying the invisible barriers that are holding back your law firm's growth and then shattering them one by one. Intrigued? You should be. We're diving deep into the four critical elements: lead flow, labor, leadership, and capital, and how mastering these can skyrocket your firm to unprecedented heights. Trust me, this is an episode you don't want to miss.
Before we dive into today's episode, a special shout out to our sponsor, Quid Pro Quo. Are you a law firm looking to scale or sell your practice? QPQ's expert team can help you unlock your firm's full potential. Stay tuned for valuable insights brought to you by QPQ.
Welcome back to the Marketing Lawcast. Whether you're sipping coffee in your office or catching up on notes, I'm here to add a little extra zest to your routine. Today, we're diving deep into something that I bet keeps many of you up at night. The big, the bold, the often bewildering world of law firm growth. Now, if you've been pacing the floor wondering why your firm isn't scaling the heights you dream of, today's episode is your golden ticket. We're unraveling the four key barriers to growth: lead flow, labor, leadership, and capital. Now, these aren't just buzzwords. They are the pillars that can either support your success or, if you ignore them, leave you teetering on the edge of stagnation. So buckle up as we start this journey. We're kicking it off with lead flow. Where are most of your leads coming from now? If you're relying on live workshops for most or all of your leads, you're probably hitting a big roadblock. The issues we see with live workshops are two: time and money. Live workshops eat up both. When you rely solely or very heavily on live workshops for your lead flow, you will tap out that source at some point. That's why a lot of firms will plateau at a revenue mark that is far short of their goals. For one thing, the costs associated with promoting and hosting live workshops are constantly rising, along with everything else. Typically, workshops will produce lower-paying clients who are looking for a bargain. So the firm may be operating on a razor-thin margin. Then I also talk to a lot of attorneys who are just worn out with it. They don't want to be committed to stand and deliver multiple times a week. They want more time freedom to do other things, whether that's having more time with their families, time for their personal fitness or hobbies, or even more time to spend with clients instead of getting clients. The other big lead flow problem I see is in firms that rely too heavily on referrals. Picture this. You're in a boat, and referrals are your only oars. Sure, they're getting you places, but so slowly. And there's your competitor zooming past you with a motorboat. You'll never catch up with just two man-powered oars. In both of these cases, the solution to the lead flow problem is a diverse, dynamic marketing strategy. That's the difference a comprehensive lead generation approach makes. To scale up, you need to be more aggressive in actively seeking clients, and you need to do it in a way that leverages technology, that delivers a high return on investment, and that actually works without you having your hand on the wheel 24/7. This means embracing digital marketing, search engine optimization or SEO, paid advertising, social media, content marketing. These are your new best friends. They are how you ensure that when someone needs an estate planning or elder law attorney, You're not just an option. You're the option. But where do you start? You start by understanding your audience. Who are they? What do they need? What keeps them up at night? This isn't just about throwing ads into the void. It's about creating meaningful, informative content that addresses their concerns, draws them in, and positions you as the go-to expert. It's about being visible on the platforms that they frequent, whether that's Facebook or Instagram or whatever the next big thing is in social media. And don't forget the power of a well-designed website. That's your digital presence online. It should be clean, user-friendly, and designed for search and conversion. When people look for an estate planning or elder law attorney online, your website should pop up on the first page of a Google search. There should be lots of five-star reviews that reassure people that you are the go-to person in their area. And when they click on that search page and visit your website, you need a clear message and a clear path to conversion. And what do I mean by that? I mean that visitors should know exactly what to do next. And that's not that they should go download your free ebook or watch another video. By the time they reach your website, research shows that they are ready to hire an attorney. You need to show them exactly how to do that. Make it easy to book a free discovery call with you or with your team. Don't make your website visitors jump through too many hoops just to get on a call with your team and to see whether it makes sense to schedule an appointment. One of the biggest mistakes law firms make is insisting that website visitors offer up too much personal information and answer too many difficult questions before they can even start a conversation. Sure, I understand it's important to pre-qualify your prospects, but let your marketing do that for you. When your prospects are ready to talk, don't start throwing up roadblocks. Make it easy for them. Then make sure the person handling those calls knows how to uncover the prospect's biggest worries and can quickly determine whether this person is a good fit for you and your firm. And that leads me to the second pillar of growth for law firms, which is labor. The daunting world of hiring. It's like a tightrope walk, isn't it? You lean too much one way and you're overwhelmed with work. You're like too much the other way and you're just bleeding resources on an overstaffed team. Finding that balance is key. And it all starts with understanding your needs. For example, if you're busy meeting with clients, drafting documents, and getting them signed, who's making those discovery calls with your new leads? I can't tell you how many law firms turn to us for help with their lead flow and then pump the brakes when they realize they don't have anyone on their staff to take or make sales calls. If you're looking to grow your law firm and you're looking to improve your lead flow, take at least a few minutes to think about how that's going to happen internally. New clients will not just magically appear on your calendar. Someone, ideally a real live, well-trained person, needs to be talking to your prospects, vetting them, referring some out to other law firms, and scheduling the best ones to meet with you. If you're a true solo practitioner, you don't have any staff, then that's probably going to be you. In that case, you're going to have to block time off your calendar every day to make yourself available to take and make discovery calls. Think of your law firm as a machine. Every part needs to work in harmony for optimal performance. You need the right people in the right roles, paralegals, administrative staff, marketing experts, client relationship managers. These are the cogs that keep your firm moving smoothly. Now, the next question is, how do you find these magical beings? Well, you know, it is kind of a challenge, but the first thing you have to do is be very clear about what you need. Write out detailed job descriptions that spell out not only the responsibilities, but also the traits and the skills that align with your firm's culture. Remember, skills can be taught. Attitude and fit, not so much. And when you do bring in new team members, invest in their growth. If you're putting someone into a sales position, odds are that person needs training. Very few people are just naturally great at sales. But with proper training, most people can make huge improvements and do very well. It's your job to provide or to get them the right training. And do that before you start turning them loose. Whether that's a sales job, or it's drafting documents, or managing every aspect of a complex probate. Provide training. Foster a culture of open communication. And establish clear expectations. Remember, none of us are mind readers. Clear expectations and open communications will help your team members thrive, and it will cement their loyalty and commitment to your vision for the firm. And a committed team is a team that drives growth. Now let's talk about leadership. I've seen many law firms where the attorneys are legal eagles when it comes to the law, but more like headless chickens when it comes to leading their firms. Now, that may sound harsh, but it's true. Leadership is not just about delegating tasks. It's about inspiring action and driving vision. Good leaders are like conductors of an orchestra. They know when to lead, when to listen, and how to harmonize the talents of their team. They set clear goals. They provide resources. And then they step back and let their team shine. They communicate openly. They offer feedback and encouragement. And most importantly, they lead by example. But how can you improve your leadership skills? Let's dive into some of the fundamentals. Are you a busy lawyer or law firm owner hesitating to take the plunge into buy, sell, or coaching services? Visit Quid Pro Quo Law's website at www.quidproquolaw.com. There, you'll uncover ready-made assets that can supercharge your firm, such as their law firm operations manual and client maintenance program available in their shop. Seeking comprehensive guidance? Immerse yourself in their 8-module online course, meticulously crafted to help you build a turnkey law firm on your schedule. Don't let time constraints hold you back. Empower your practice today at quidproquolaw.com. And remember, for personalized support, contact QPQ today at info@quidproquolaw.com. Leadership. It's the third pillar of law firm growth, and one where a lot of lawyers struggle. But the truth is, you don't have to be the next Winston Churchill to be a great leader in your law firm. No one expects you to orchestrate world peace, but they do expect you to show up. You start by being present. Engage with your team. Try to understand their challenges. And never fail to celebrate their successes. Foster an environment where ideas are welcomed and failures are seen as stepping stones, not setbacks. Remember, a leader's success is measured not by their personal achievements, but by the success of their team. Last, but definitely not least, is the fourth pillar, Capital. This is the lifeblood of your firm. Without adequate capital, your growth plans are just castles in the air. But it's not just about having money. It's about smart investment. Many law firms stumble here. They think, if I only had more clients, I'd have more money. It's very simple, but true. More leads means more clients. More clients means more money. But how can you get more leads? Most law firms have already seen that simply relying on referrals is not enough to propel them to their revenue goals. Not in this lifetime, anyway. So the reality is that you have to use capital and invest in marketing to attract more leads. Too many firms just never faced this reality and haven't built up enough capital to invest in marketing that works, marketing that can make a real difference. It's a classic chicken and egg scenario. So if you're short on capital, how can you fix that problem? Well, first, get a firm grip on your finances. Understand your cash flow and identify areas where you can cut costs without sacrificing quality. Then focus on maximizing your revenue. There are two levers you can pull to maximize revenue when you're short on capital. The first one is to get better at sales and close more of the leads that come your way. Break down any barriers and make it easier for people to book a discovery call with you or your team. Get better at handling those calls and turning them into viable prospects, booked appointments, and new clients. The second is also to get better at sales, but get better at sales so that you can command higher fees. It only makes sense that if you close more of your leads, and you close more of them at a higher fee, then you're going to make more money without overspending your capital. Now, when you make those two changes, take the capital increase and start investing that into the smart digital marketing that will drive more leads. Now, it's not hard to see that with that plan, you're on a track to supercharge your law firm growth. How do you sharpen your sales skills? Well, one way would be to sign up for sales training with my team at Integrity Marketing. James Campbell is our chief growth officer, and his job is to help you grow your business. Whether you need sales training for yourself or your staff or your whole team, we have a solution to help you close more business at premium fees while serving clients at the highest level. So there you have it. Lead flow, labor, leadership, and capital. These are the pillars that can elevate your law firm from good to extraordinary. Each one is a critical piece of the puzzle, and neglecting even one of them can derail your success. I hope today's deep dive gives you food for thought and actionable insights to apply in your own practice. Growth isn't a mystery. It's a strategy. Thank you for tuning into the Marketing Lawcast. Be sure to drop us a comment, subscribe, and share this podcast with your colleagues. And join me next week for more insights and strategies. Until then, keep challenging the status quo and keep reaching for those stars.
That's a wrap for today's episode. And a big thank you to our sponsor, Quid Pro Quo. QPQ is your partner in law firm success, offering expert guidance on scaling, selling, and optimizing your practice. With a team of experienced professionals, they bring real-world insights to the table. Are you ready to take your law practice to new heights? Visit their website at www.quidproquolaw.com to learn more and start your journey toward a thriving and sellable law firm.